Alrighty, so you're the composer for World of Warcraft.
One of many, part of the team.
Okay, so how do you guys coordinate to figure out what sounds the best, what should be that final product for what goes out there that we have to listen to?
Well, the game team has a vision that they pretty much share with us from the very beginning. So this is what this expansion is all about. And the audio director Russell Brower kind of assembles a team of composers and kind of sets us all loose to kind of find our own vision of what we feel the music would be for this expansion, and he kind of corrals it all together and makes sure that everything gets covered in the game. There's a lot of back and forth with the game team.
I remember once upon a time, when you had the 8-bit the music couldn't really be, quite as full, interesting.
Sorry to interrupt you, but think about those, everyone knows the Super Mario Brothers theme.
Yeah.
Because you had to make something memorable and melodic, because you only had that little bit to work with. So there's something to be said for that.
Yeah, it is. And it's still really iconic today. Now one time we attended a convention where they had a whole symphony playing the whole Mario.
Yeah.
So it was amazing. So I got to tell you, I really like game soundtracks. A lot of people want to. When you say that you like a game soundtrack, they're like, game. They don't really take it as seriously. But if you really listen, there's so much work that goes into it.
Yeah,
it's the same level to me.
Yeah, it's
the same level to me as any other piece of music, for any type of movie or something.
Yeah.
So, do you have any favorite particular genres that you prefer to? When you're creating a game.
I've worked a lot in fantasy genre, but I love, what's great about my job is I wake up that morning and say, what am I going to work on today? It could be, fantasy, sci-fi, just, rock, orchestral, all this, it's different every day. And I've written a lot of Chinese music recently, all things. There's a game called Revelation Online, which is a Chinese fantasy game, and they asked me to write a Chinese score, even though I'm American and have no training doing it, but something about, they heard some work I had done before and similar in the genre. And it just great to be able to, try these different, step into these different roles and try different music.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any particular piece that's your favorite piece?
The main theme from Revelation Online, which, not too many people have heard it so far. The game's not out in the U.S. yet, but the soundtrack's out on Verez Saravan Records, which is one of the top film score labels. And what's cool about that is it's a film score label that predominantly does soundtracks for movies, but they've started to take on game music. This is one of the first soundtracks they've done, so it shows you that game music is being accepted more in the mainstream, which is great.
That's awesome. So how long does it take to get a whole score prepared for a game?
It's however long they give us, really. Mm-hmm. It could be, it's usually a few months, but sometimes it's up to a year. Kind of depends on, obviously, how much music is needed. I've done a film score, for example, in as short as 3 weeks, 80 minutes of music. Whereas a game score could also be 80 minutes of music, but may have had up to a year to work on it. So it's really, however much time they give me is how much time they spend on it.